My name is Virginia James, and I'm the soul behind Feminine Sage Wisdom. This is a recording of the weekly memo that you get on the blog. Now, even though FSW is about women finding their purpose, living in their legacy, and doing their soulful work, the memos that come your way are straight from my heart or experiences. Storytelling is one of my favorite things to do and to be a recipient of because it's how we learn more about ourselves and each other. So take a listen to this letter. This week's post is called Using Your Strengths to Expand Your Pivot. New week, new memo, professional women and women. My program launched a week ago and it's been pretty amazing. While there were definitely times of zero to low confidence, I found a way to work around it by tapping into my current strengths. That's what I want to share with you today. When trying out a new skill set or a new tool to level up, you have a few options. First, you can panic as I did. Second, you can take a deep breath and waste hours and hours of time. Or you can panic, take a deep breath, and then apply your strengths to get you through until you change the process. Tip 1, find your strengths in the frustration. As I pulled together program content for my new members, I was so frustrated with video. I want a good user experience because I know when learning something new, especially deep work surrounding your legacy and why, relating to the guide or coach is huge. Unless my members want some bloopers, let's just say it wasn't going that well. I kept stumbling on words, the camera angle was funny, I'm just petite and short, and I swear a lot. So after an hour of trying to record a 5-minute or less welcome video, I realized that I could use my strengths of writing and expression for now as a welcome. A video can always be dropped later. This doesn't mean that I won't eventually work on this new style of communication, but at that time, things were under a deadline and it was crunch time. Honestly, it was even more frustrating and stressful to try to do something that's new versus using a skill that's been present for years. Your current strengths are a gold mine, my friends. You just need to remember to use them when feeling panicked about a new project or process. Tip 2, use your current strengths while you build your skills. Another point worth mentioning is tapping into your strength while baby stepping your experimentation and growth. As I said, a video wasn't a fit right then, and I will definitely be working on that skill of expressing myself on camera. Later, as I was loading a file for a meditation during the first week of modules and lessons, it occurred to me to not only write out the meditation, but to do an audio recording of it. While it's not a video yet, at least my members can engage with me on a different level by hearing my voice as I share a meditation that I do in my own life. So notice that I went a step further than my years-long writing strengths and started to get more comfortable with different recording skills. But it didn't have to be top-level video recording just yet. Tip 3, get flexible in the moment. That's the last tip. When moving in a new direction or expressing yourself in a different way, you can always try something that's in between. Do something that uses your skills, like mine in writing and expressing from the heart, while working on other skills that will help you express yourself in a different way and help you grow. The audio recording was such an expansion, without having to waste more time in frustration. And when those videos start hitting the etherwebs, you'll know. Let me know what you think about this. You can always drop a comment on FeminineSageWisdom.com and let me know how this resonates for you. If you're feeling inspired, look for more updates. And if you want a direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle, and you can sign up for that at FeminineSageWisdom.com. As always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below or contact me one-to-one, and I'll chat with you soon. Again, my name is Virginia James, and you can always find me at FeminineSageWisdom.com. I get that's a lot of I's and vowels to track, but you can also find me on LinkedIn as well. I'll see you there, and until next week, blessings on you, and remember, your wisdom is within.